Happy morning! You are listening to One Shot Literature with Miss A, feeding your mind, your heart, and your soul. Miss A is your host for this episode. Today, we have a very interesting topic because we are going to answer frequently asked questions like, what is the reading approach? So you will have a short background of this. Second, we are going to answer what is the difference between skimming and scanning. And last, we're going to answer what is extensive reading and how can students like you benefit from this. What is the reading approach? Reading approach or reading method was first devised for English learners in India and French or German learners in USA. These learners do not have the time to master the active or oral use of the language. Reading approach, in this approach, only the grammar necessary for reading comprehension and fluency is being taught. Now, if we are going to look on history, the reading approach was mainly seen in public schools starting in 1930s. During that time, people didn't really have the opportunity to travel all over the world. And so, communication was not seen as the major goal of language learning in public schools. Another reason for the development of this approach was the advent of standardized testing. Yes, you heard it right, standardized testing, which became more and more widespread during that time. So what do they need to do? So they have to pass the standardized test from the administration at the end of the semester. Since students need to pass the standardized test, the only way that they'll be able to do that is by learning how to read enough, know enough vocabulary and grammar, but that the oral use of the language. Again, the reading approach was first devised for English learners in India and French or German learners in USA who have not the time to master the active or oral use of the language. And here, only the grammar necessary for reading comprehension and fluency is being taught. Let's move on to the second most frequently asked question, which is the difference between skimming and scanning. Skimming and scanning are reading techniques that use rapid eye movement and keywords to move quickly through text for slight different purposes. First, skimming is reading rapidly in order to get a general overview of the material. Whereas, scanning, it is reading rapidly in order to find specific facts. While skimming tells you what general information is, scanning helps you locate a particular fact. So let us put it this way. Skimming is like snorkeling, and scanning is more likely to pearl diving. So you usually use skimming when you are previewing. So reading an overview before you read the entire book or article, or reviewing, you are reading after you read. So you're also skimming when you determine the main idea from a long selection you don't wish to read, or when you are trying to find source material for a research paper. Example, you're reading an abstract of a research paper to have an idea about the content, and this will also tell you if you need to consider reading the entire paper later on. You are also skimming to overview your textbook chapters or to review for a test. Skimming can tell you enough about the general idea and tone of the material, as well as its obvious similarity or difference from other sources, to know if you need to read it at all. To skim, you have to prepare yourself to move rapidly through the pages. You will not read every word, but you will pay special attention to typographical cues like the headings, if that is written in boldface, sometimes italic, indention, bulleted, and numbered lists. On the other hand, let's talk about scanning. So scanning too uses keywords and organizational cues. But while the goal of skimming is having a bird's eye view of the material, the goal of scanning is to locate and jump down on particular facts. You use scanning in research to find particular facts, to study fact-heavy topics, and to answer questions requiring you to have factual support or pieces of evidence. Now let's answer the last one. What is extensive reading? Extensive reading involves learners reading text for enjoyment and to develop reading skills in general. So when learners read extensively, they read very easy, enjoyable books to build their reading speed and fluency. In other words, students learn to read by actually reading, not because they have to examine text by studying vocabulary, grammar, or whatsoever. Extensive reading gives students chances to read longer pieces of reading, which they personally choose. These are reading materials which they can read at their own speed and at their own ability level. Now, there are so many reasons why extensive reading is good for language development. First, extensive reading builds vocabulary. It's because when you read a lot, you meet thousands of words and word patterns that are not taught in textbooks. Extensive reading also helps learners like you understand grammar. In textbooks, you can learn hundreds of grammar patterns. However, textbooks do not provide enough meetings or exposure with grammar for real acquisition to take place. But in extensive reading, it provides you the opportunity to see grammar in context so that you can deepen your understanding of how grammar is really used. Last benefit of extensive reading is reading for pleasure. Reading can build your confidence and motivation, which makes you a more effective user of language. I'm glad because I'm able to share with you something. I hope you could also share what you have learned to your friends and even acquaintances. But don't say goodbye yet, because we will have another exciting topic next episode, because we are going to talk about differences of 21st century literary genres. So keep on listening, keep on learning, tune in to One Shot Literature with Miss A, feeding your mind, your heart, and your soul. Keep in mind that happiness is the mother of all motivation. See you next pod.